This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, holiday music that will wilt your mistletoe. But first, at colleges across the country this month, millions of students are filling out end-of-semester course evaluations. At some schools, students can make their comments more public on pickaprof.com. The website allows students to praise or complain about their professors. And while the site claims it provides useful information for students, some educators complain that it's unfair and misleading. Anna Panoka of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
In a small office on the third floor of the student union, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee junior Dario Ganek is scrolling through the Pick a Prof website to see if anyone has written a review of the Modern Political Thought course he's currently taking.
This is a very good class, and Professor Brown does an excellent job of teaching it. Very thought-provoking course that will change many of one's perceptions about the nature of politics and about how we define our current structure.
This professor received an overall rating of 3 out of 5. Ganek says it's a challenging course. His grade is determined by how well he does on 2 research papers. That's just the sort of thing he asks fellow political science majors when he's choosing a class. The Student Association at UWM is paying Pick a Prof $10,000 a year so students can write reviews and examine such things as professors' grading histories and course drop rates. Students at 52 schools across the country have access to Pick a Prof, which markets itself as more serious and informative than websites with sarcastic names, such as MyProfessorSucks.com. On that site, UW-Milwaukee biology professor Charles Wimpey gets both A's and F's for coolness and ease. One reviewer writes, "He kind of looks like David Crosby from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. That makes him an automatic A-plus in my book."
Yeah, if I get an A-plus for that, well, then that's fine. That's not very that's not a very valid criterion to use. But even so, you know, whatever.
Wimpey hasn't been reviewed on Pick a Prof yet, but he says the website could benefit students at the school since there are numerous commuter and part-time students without easy access to peer reviews.
I mean, when I was in school, everybody knew, you know, don't ever take that guy's class, or be sure you take that guy's class, or, you know, if you want an easy grade to goose up your GPA, take so-and-so's class. You know, gosh, I remember History of the Turks, that was a sure A. Jazz, that was an A.
But looking for an easy A or a way to avoid challenging classes shouldn't be the point, says women's studies professor Jennifer Mayer. She argues that choosing an instructor shouldn't be like comparing air conditioners at Best Buy.
But it is saying, it is playing on the idea that since you are paying for your education and you don't have time, we're going to, you know, you deserve then the slickest, quickest way possible because you're just here to get a job, so let's get you through.
Besides, Mayer says the reviews could be skewed if disgruntled students are more willing to complain. But Pick a Prof says the majority of the online comments are positive. Either way, Milwaukee communication professor Jack Johnson doesn't mind if students post complaints about him on the internet. He already encourages students to email him evaluations. One student particularly enjoyed the time Johnson bit into a lemon to illustrate a point on empathy. So Johnson says he might do that again next semester, but he won't make that decision based just on student feedback.
I don't worry about students not taking my courses. This isn't a popularity contest. I didn't enter teaching to become popular. I entered teaching to help people learn.
Junior Heidi Bartlett says even though some professors fear that how they grade will define how they're judged, it's not how she would use the service.
If you just look at numbers, you're not getting a full idea of how the professor teaches. If he makes the class or she makes the class interesting to listen to, or if it's a dry lecture that you know you're going to have to sit through for 50 minutes. I mean, even if it's a little bit more difficult, I would want to go to one that I think I would get more out of.
Bartlett doesn't think it's worth $10,000 to get information she can get from other students or department advisors. But the Student Association says Pick a Prof can help professors too if they use the information to improve their teaching style. Still, this is hardly a science. One Milwaukee professor wanted to see if the site would let him anonymously post a review of himself. It did. His rating? A 5 out of 5. For NPR News, I'm Anna Panoka in Milwaukee.